USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. Global share markets rose Thursday despite the U.S. Central Bank's announcement of the large 0.75 percentage point hike in interest rates. Australian financial journalist Alan Kohler.
The market now is betting that the Fed funds rate, which is what they call their cash rate, will peak at 4%, up from an expected peak of 1.5% at the start of the year.
The central bank, like others around the world, is looking to curb rampant inflation against a backdrop of slowing growth and a deteriorating currency. North Korea has begun repairing a second tunnel at its nuclear test facility, while earlier restoration work appears ready to conduct an underground nuclear detonation. The Center for Strategic and International Studies said Wednesday that refurbishment work has stopped at the site's tunnel number 3, indicating preparations are ready for a seventh nuclear test. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
U.S.-led coalition forces captured a senior Islamic State leader in an operation conducted Thursday in Syria. The captured leader of the terrorist organization was not named, but described in a statement from Operation Inherent Resolve, the U.S.-led military mission to defeat ISIS. Officials say the leader is an experienced bomb maker and facilitator who worked their way up the group's ranks to become one of the top leaders of its Syrian branch. NASA announced Wednesday it discovered two rocky exoplanets similar to Earth orbiting a dwarf star near our solar system, but are believed to both be too hot to sustain life as we know it. The space agency's Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or TESS, said the planets are 33 light years away, some of the closest rocky exoplanets ever found. Pat Brennan, NASA's Exoplanet Exploration Program Manager, said NASA now has the advantage of the James Webb Space Telescope. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Thursday is National Dump the Pump Day, an occasion started 16 years ago with the aim of urging Americans to use public transportation. And with gas prices over $5 a gallon, it's taken on a special significance this year. The observance was founded in 2006 by the American Public Transportation Association as a way to encourage commuters nationwide to dump the gas pump by leaving their cars at home and opting for buses or railways. The observance falls each year on the third Thursday in June, and this year it's particularly relevant. A computer at electronics recycling company in Indiana broke a Guinness World Record by setting up 2,910 laptops like dominoes and toppling them in a chain reaction. Workers at Technology Recyclers headquarters in Indianapolis attempted the world record to highlight the importance of recycling electronic and electrical waste. The team said they originally planned to set up even more than 2,910 laptops, but they ran into some unforeseen complications. The older you get, the more time you spend alone. According to Psychology Today magazine, each day people under the age of 40 spend about 3.5 hours alone. People between 40 and 59 spend about 4 hours and 45 minutes alone. And people 60 and older spend about 7 hours alone every day. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.